It's the extraordinary story of an unlikely but true friendship between Queen Victoria and an Indian servant over 100 years ago. I'm Ron Brown with a Rivet review of the new film, Victoria and Abdul.
I'm 81 years of age and have almost a billion citizens. I've been in office 62 years, making me the longest serving monarch in history. Have we finished?
That's Oscar winner Judi Dench as Queen Victoria, a powerful but lonely and bored ruler near the end of her life in the late 1800s. She'd already been queen for over 60 years, and it was turning into dreary work. Then she met an Indian servant named Abdul and forged an instant and lasting friendship. Before long, she elevated him to Munshi, or teacher.
I want you to teach me Indian.
Indian?
Hindu, whatever it is you speak.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
But why would you like to learn Hindi, Your Majesty?
Well, I am Empress of India. Look, I've ordered a book. I want you to give me private lessons.
That's Ali Ghazal as Abdul, and he's incredibly charming, devastatingly handsome, and quietly earnest. Judi Dench is regal, of course, and their relationship is sweet and caring. And it drives her conservative, class-conscious staff and royal family absolutely crazy. They're portrayed as cold and calculating, jealous and cruel. They simply cannot understand why the queen is friendly to someone they view as an inferior. Here, they show her their opposition research.
My own son has sent word from India and has actually spoken to his immediate superior.
His family are completely uneducated. His father is a lowly apothecary.
And Munshi never even went to school, Mother. The man's a complete fraud. And here he is overlooking the boxes.
I'm afraid it's true, Your Majesty. Abdul and his father are completely common.
Eddie Izzard plays her jealous son, Edward VII, with diabolical arching eyebrow perfection. This is an historical drama, but it's mostly a sweet story about friendship and embracing cultural differences. It's directed by Stephen Frears, who's also given us such top-notch movies as Dangerous Liaisons, Philomena, also with Judi Dench, The Queen, High Fidelity, and last year's Florence Foster Jenkins. It's an impressive track record of quality work, and Victoria and Abdul ranks right up there with his best. That's why I'm giving Victoria and Abdul 4 out of 5 stars on the Rivet rating scale. It's a gentle story laced with heart, humor, and also touches on the painful reality of racism. I'm Ron Brown, this is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.